Thanks, Carl. Change. It's always changing. We're always changing. We're in the midst of change. Someone once said, God is a verb. God is change. He is changing us. He is moving us into Himself. He is making us new men and women, men and women we were created to be. You know, last night I got to see a lot of change. Bob and Nancy Swackhammer celebrated their 50th anniversary. I think that's deserving a round of applause. And my, what change. They showed us a lot of pictures of their life. And as you look back through those years, you realize how God has blessed you and how God has directed you, how God has come alongside you, and how you have changed. We've all changed, and we're all continuing to change. We're all evolving, if you will, into what we were created to be as we come alongside Jesus Christ, as we grow in Him, as we recognize and submit ourselves to His Lordship, to understand that He is life, He is breath, He is width, He is depth, He is everything good we have ever known. It's an amazing thing to think about that, really, when we think about our childhood, when we think about the times when we were especially excited about Christmas or about getting a new toy or about a vacation or something good happening to us. If you think about the people in your life who have given you their lives, when you think about people who have loved you and have guided you, who have given you advice, when you think about your mom, perhaps, or your dad, or your cousin, or your minister, or perhaps an uncle, or an aunt, or maybe even just a good friend, someone in your life. We've all had people in our lives who have shown us love. And that love comes from God. He is love. He is the creator of love. He is the source of love. He is the one who has loved us beyond what we can think or imagine and is changing us into His love. It makes me think of a scripture in James. I love James because so just straightforward, just practical, just out there. And I love the way the Message puts part of James 4. I'm just going to read part of this to you because I think it shows us how our perception changes as we come into Christ, how our attitude changes, how the way we think about ourselves and our future changes, despite our circumstances now. In James 4, where do you think all these appalling wars and quarrels come from? Do you think they just happen? Think again. They come about because you want your own way. Now that gets personal, doesn't it? You don't think about, or at least I haven't in the past, the changes around me for the bad, things that are happening, the bailout, how we got there, quarrels, wars, crime, hardship. We don't think about that. At least I don't tend to as personal, as something that has to do with my attitude, with what I'm about, with how I've rebelled. Yet James is pretty clear when he says it's about you. It's about how you've rebelled. They come about because you want your own way and fight for it deep inside yourselves. You lust for what you don't have and are willing to kill to get it. You want what isn't yours and risk violence to get your hands on it. We've certainly changed from that, haven't we? Those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who submit to His will, who love Him as He has loved us. Those are changes in our life. You wouldn't think of just asking God for it, would you? And why not? because you know you'd be asking for what you have no right to. You're spoiled children, each wanting his own way. See, I told you when I started reading James that he just lays it out on the line. Our Lord doesn't cut corners. He's right there with us, right where we live. You're cheating on God. If you all want your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get, you end up enemies of God and His way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? The proverb has said it, He's a fiercely jealous lover. And what He gives in love is far better than anything else you'll ever find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willfully proud. God gives grace to the willing humble. So let God work His will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God, and He'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious. Get really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll ever get on your feet. Don't badmouth each other, friends. It's God's word, His message, His royal rule that takes a beating when you talk like that. You're supposed to be honoring the message, not writing graffiti all over it. God is in charge of deciding human destiny. Who do you think you are to meddle in the destiny of others? You see, we're all here this morning because God has called us here. You may find that hard to believe. You may think, you know, I made the decision to get up and be here. I dressed myself. I brushed my teeth. I got in the car. I drove here. It was my doing. The truth of the matter is that God calls you. He invites you. He wants you. He loves you. Some may say even He needs you. I think He would say He needs us because He created us. We are His children. We are not our own. We are changing to become Him as He created us to be, to live with Him, to be one with Him. Not that we are becoming God, but that we are coming to live with God. He loves us beyond what we can think or imagine. It's an amazing thing, this love of God. I wish we had time. We don't. I guess we could take another hour or so. Maybe one of these days we'll be brave enough to do that. I'd love to hear from others here about how God has changed their life, because I know that He has, and He is. He is making us whole. He's healing our hurts. We're in a world that, James just said it, is torn apart by sin, by a collective rebellion. But God loves us anyway, and the story is far from over. As a matter of fact, it's just heating up, and we're in the midst of it. So now's the decision time. Now's the time to come to God. If you have not named the name of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, then what's keeping you from it? He brought you here this morning. He lifts His arms out to you. He is the door, wide open, wanting you. He loves you more than you can think or imagine, because you are His, every one of us. Do you not think, when something bad happens to one of us, that God doesn't love us? Of course He loves us. He is the fountain of love, the source of love. You know, it would be a horribly tough thing for something to happen to one of my children. But none of us are immune to this world and the rebellious consequences of what we live in. None of us are. But also, none of us are left out of God's love. He is preparing, Jesus said it himself, preparing a place for us. Don't you believe him? He has never let you go, and he never will. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in, he loves you, and he wants you to come to him. And this morning, we have the opportunity to embrace each other, to encourage each other, and for anyone who will, who has not named the name of Jesus, or just wants to come back to him and express to the body their love for Jesus Christ and their intention to live for him, to get serious in this life for Christ. Anyone who will come, please come now as we stand and sing.